this afternoon on the Imus Wilkinson Asset Management Live Line from Hong Kong, Kim Kettler Paddock. Kim is one of nearly 9 million Americans who live abroad. We are also joined by RNC Committeeman for Oregon, Solomon Yu. Do we have you both connected in?
Yes. Hello.
Yes, we do.
And Kim, you're wiping the sand out of your eyes. It's 4:30 a.m. on Sunday morning in Hong Kong. How are you doing?
I'm fine, but if I'm a little incoherent, you can chalk it up to the early hour.
I understand your father might be listening to the show. Does he live here in Arizona?
He is. He is living in Fountain Hill. So shout out to Dad if you've been able to check in.
I hope he is. I know my son, who's back in D.C., is listening to the show as well. Solomon, you're the vice chairman and CEO of Republicans Overseas, and you've been working on a tax problem that's so unfair for U.S. citizens like Kim who live abroad. Can you tell our listeners quickly about FATCA and not only how it hurts American taxpayers living abroad, but how it affects our country's economic well-being also?
Absolutely. First of all, I want to tell your listeners, you are my boss, chairman of Republicans Overseas. So anything I do, credit goes to the boss. You realize that, right?
Well, actually, Solomon, I've been working for you for a number of years, so I appreciate the compliment, but you're the head guy in charge. So tell us about FATCA.
Certainly. There are two issues here. One is FATCA. FATCA stands for the Foreign Account Tax Compliance Act. Obama pushed through that 2010 based on assumption all 9 million overseas Americans are FATCA tax cheats because they have foreign bank accounts. So FATCA mandate foreign banks report their assets to Treasury and IRS. And meanwhile, people like you and I, stateside Americans, our bank only report interest earned on our bank accounts. So they've been treated not only like a criminal, they need to prove their innocence to federal government.
So they're guilty. They're guilty until proven innocent, right?
That's correct. That's the concept. So based on that concept, we feel, you know, they truly been discriminated, and people losing houses, losing bank accounts because foreign banks rather kick American clients out than do business with them.
Costs a lot more to do business with them, doesn't it?
Yes, costs a lot to be FATCA compliant. And for that reason, actually, we sue IRS. And all the way to U.S. Supreme Court, U.S. Supreme Court agree with or decide not to take our case. That's a different story. And now, during the process of suing, we realized the root cause of FATCA actually is 155 years old law called citizenship-based taxation. The concept is, during Civil War, and Lincoln needs money, decide to attack overseas Americans' worldwide income. Now, today, we don't have Civil War. And however, 9 million overseas Americans pay double taxation. A good example would be if you make 200,000, okay, in London, 200,000 is poverty line, okay, 200,000. London, UK government tax you 200,000. Then Uncle Sam will tax you, exempt first 100,000 and tax you second 100,000. So they been double taxed. And for that, we realize what we should do is that to end double taxation, to replace citizenship-based taxation with territorial taxation for individual Americans overseas. Based on that, actually, credit to you, and you and I met with then House Ways and Ming's committee chairman. And Chairman Brady asked Congressman George Holding, Republican, to introduce a bill called the Tax Fairness for Americans Abroad
TFAA.
Act. TFFAA.
Right.
And that bill basically says, very, very simple, okay, where you pay tax locally, where you make your money. So let's say Kim right now is living in Hong Kong, and she has a job, or she's an entrepreneur, doesn't matter, and she make her money. So her foreign income in Hong Kong only will be taxed by Hong Kong government. IRS will not tax them anymore, and she does not have to file tax returns either. Just like the last tax reform and allow U.S. multinational corporation tax exempt for their foreign incomes. So that way, American citizens abroad will be treated equally like multinationals, U.S. multinationals.
So let's go to Kim, who she and her husband own a home in the Netherlands, and you've paid off chunks of the principal on your mortgage over the years, but the U.S. assesses what they call deemed capital gains on those payments because of your citizenship. This is a horrible kind of a penalty that you and your husband potentially have, isn't it?
It is, because while we're trying to be responsible financial citizens, pay down our mortgage in a timely fashion, the U.S. government looks at it, and what they say is, you bought your house in 2008. And at that time, actually, it was in the Netherlands, as you mentioned. The house was purchased in euros. Actually, it was paid for primarily by my husband, who's British, earning in euros in the Netherlands. But they look at the price, what it was in U.S. dollars. And at that point, the euro-U.S. dollar exchange was at an all-time high. So the euro was, worth far more dollars. Now, as the dollar has increased, what they say is if you pay off a chunk, you're actually reducing the cost of your mortgage. You're getting a disproportionate advantage in paying off your mortgage because your euros now are worth far more dollars. Therefore, you have accrued capital gains on this payment, and you need to be taxed by
the
U.S.
And you never sold the house. You never sold the house. You haven't received any of the gains of the sale of the house.
No. We still own the house. We're still paying off the house. So, no, but it's something that has to be calculated every year when I return my financial tax returns. Every year, we have to have accountants sort this out because, as you can imagine, this is an extremely complex subject. And to be honest, I'm very lucky. We've always had our accounts done by professional accountants. But if you are an American citizen whose husband isn't working for a multinational, or if you are someone who is self-employed or maybe aren't aware of these things, it's not easy to actually find this particular issue in the tax code, because when it came up to us, I was astonished. How can this possibly be a real thing? This is outrageous, actually. And we would never have found that in the tax code if we were not paying a tax accountant to do this for us.
Guys, we're going to take a quick break because I want to be able to air this out and have enough time before the end of the show to do it. So, Tom, let's go ahead and take a break now. When we come back, we're going to come back to some of the double taxation the issues, the double filing of income taxes and the self-employment tax that people have to pay, and how that affects Americans living abroad, these 9 million people who live abroad. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with Kim and with Solomon. You're listening to Inside Track.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Women in the Army have come a long way. From helping serve in the Revolutionary War to over 174,000 women soldiers serving today in combat and non-combat roles. With Women's History Month approaching, it's the right time to spotlight Lieutenant Colonel Elizabeth Evans. Evans played tennis at West Point, majored in civil engineering, served 8 years on active duty and 11 in the National Guard. She's put her skills to good use.
I led the response and recovery efforts following Hurricane Irma in the Keys. The rescue efforts were both challenging but rewarding. We helped one distraught woman who couldn't find an ammo can that contained her husband's ashes. We helped her clear her house and found it. She was relieved and happy, and so were we.
What have you liked best about being a soldier?
Giving back and creating human connections, something my family instilled in me as a child, through community service and as a volunteer Special Olympics coach.
For more information about the U.S. Army, visit GoArmy.com.
Your source for prep sports in Arizona. Beyond the box score. Behind the headlines. Arizona Sports Preps 365 on ArizonaSports.com.
This is Arizona Sports Preps 365, covering everything under the Arizona high school sun. As we bounce around the state, we do it every single week.
Arizona Sports Prep 365, Saturday afternoon from 4 to 6 on AM 1030, The Voice.
Welcome back Inside Track. Bruce Ash, Eb Wilkinson, talking with Solomon Yu and Kim Kettler Paddock in Hong Kong regarding the awful iniquity of FATCA. Kim and Solomon, other than the United States, there's only one country in the world, right, that has this sort of double taxation, and it's the dictatorship in Eritrea. Am I right?
That's correct.
I mean, it's unbelievable. This is something that is just so unfair, and it actually hurts American prestige abroad because people don't want to hire Americans in foreign national countries or foreign national companies abroad. Working with Americans costs them far too much money, doesn't it? Kim, what's your experience?
Yes, it does. And what we see is that from evidence that we've gathered through our work on the subject is that American citizens cost approximately 40% more than their local counterparts based on the regulatory and taxation issues associated with American citizens. The other issue that people may not be aware of is that if you are a director of a company and your name is assigned to the bank account, that you must then report those bank accounts if they're over $10,000 to the United States government. And there are many companies who are foreign-owned companies who do not want the IRS to have intimate details of their financial accounts. And so they also refuse to give these sorts of jobs to American citizens, regardless of the fact that that citizen might be the best fit for that job, because they do not want their company information in the hands of the IRS.
Well, also, Solomon, I think you can comment on the forfeiture requirements that the federal government has, the Department of Treasury has, if they even suspect a problem with somebody's transactions. Can you talk about that for a moment?
Yes, certainly. The reason banks, foreign banks, don't want to do business with Americans abroad is that if they made a mistake, not reporting, not identify, which happened a lot, okay? For example, you could have a Swiss dual citizen, got a Swiss passport, open bank account, and U.S. passport to travel to U.S., okay? So when two computer systems match him and trace back to the list, those foreign banks report to Treasury or IRS, and his name is not on it. And the bank in Thai transaction originated from U.S., take 30% haircut. 30% withholding tax. Not just this individual, if he transferred money from U.S. to Switzerland, the entire bank wire transfer originated from U.S. to Switzerland. U.S. government takes 30% as a withholding penalty. Okay, so when you have this kind of situation going on, you can bankrupt U.S. bank, those foreign banks, and then they realize, okay, it's cheaper, just kick U.S. Clients out. That's why U.S. clients can't even find a mortgage renewal could not open bank accounts for their businesses. It's a horrible story.
Kim, Maggie Conrad is an American living in the UK, married to a British subject who owns a successful furnishings company there, with quite a serious dilemma. Can you share some of her dilemma with our listeners?
Yes, thank you for the opportunity. Maggie has been very concerned because she's been speaking to us about how American women in the United Kingdom are being disenfranchised by their British husbands. Basically, there was an increase in the gift-giving allowance under the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017. And so British husbands are asking their American wives to transfer as much of their wealth legally to their British husbands as possible, because what will happen then is that their overall wealth will go down and their taxation under the United States government, their level of double taxation will also decrease. Once that level is at has been significantly diminished, then they're asking their wives to renounce their American citizenship so that they can avoid the issues with double taxation and also with FATCA and FBAR filing. We didn't mention FBAR, but that's the Report of Foreign Bank and Financial Accounts. And the penalties for not filing that, if you have more than $10,000 in an accumulated set of all foreign accounts, can lead to penalties up to 50% of your worldwide assets. And so in order to avoid being bankrupted by the U.S. government for simply not filing the right piece of paper, these British husbands are trying to get their wives to hand over their assets. And what this means is that American women are being asked to transfer over their mortgage share. They're being asked to give over their bank accounts. They're being asked to give over their savings and then to run down what they have to pay for schooling, what's left on their mortgage account. And so these women are losing their assets as a result of the double taxation in order to ensure that families have the ability to survive, actually. We've had so many letters from families who actually can't afford the filing costs. This isn't just an issue for wealthy families. If you have to pay $2,000 every year for an income of a family of a teacher who makes $20,000 a year, that's an extremely high percentage of an income that's spent to file taxes to a government from a country in which you are no longer living.
It's just, it's unbelievable. I mean, this, and forcing some women to renounce their U.S. citizenship otherwise. I mean, this is a birthright that we all consider, you know, as routine. But I mean, once you're faced with the prospect of having to give up your American citizenship because of these types of federal taxation issues, I mean, it's unbelievably cruel.
It is very cruel, and this is a problem that's been identified. I mean, Maggie is mentioning this about British women in particular because she has heard this from many women within her American-born wife chat groups. But this is happening, I'm sure, in many places because people are going to look at what are legal obligations. People who want to do the right thing, they are filing to the U.S. government. They want to follow the law. These are people who care about doing the right thing. But when the right thing becomes this expensive, then they're going to look at, is the citizenship still worth it? You know, and it is a very sad thing when we start discussing American citizenship in the terms of, can I afford it anymore? And one of the things that Maggie Conrad has done is write out and reach out to Ivanka Trump, who has been working on the Women's Economic Empowerment Initiative. And this initiative is going to focus on helping to empower women abroad to gain access to finance, to gain access to education, to help them to build businesses and become more successful, to access capital. And Maggie is asking Ivanka, could you please also look at the disenfranchised American women abroad? We are probably around half of the number of citizens. We're talking 4.5 million women and girls who are American citizens living abroad. Could you also help us, please?
This is not an insignificant amount, listeners. This is 9 million Americans who live and work abroad. Most of them aren't the fat cats or the tax cheats and so on. They are just regular working people. They're husbands and wives. They're people who work in day jobs. They live an interesting life, but certainly when they moved abroad, they never imagined that their government would treat them in such an unfair sort of a way. Solomon, what is the status today on changing this awful FATCA nightmare?
Congressman Holding already dropped the bill end of last year, but we have to reintroduce the bill for this year. The bill is in the House Legislative Council office, and they reworked the bill to be portable so we can attach this bill to a much bigger bill. And also, it will be scored by Joint Committee on Taxation. And the other thing is Congressman Holding and I and my legal counsel, John Richardson, Canada, who is a immigration U.S. citizenship lawyer, also legal expert on tax laws. Three of us are going to go to London in April, speak to a bipartisan group of expats and about the feature of TFF-AAA 2019 legislation and answer their questions directly. And then Richardson and I will take the show to Athens, Greece. We have a Greek American Lawyers Association decide to host us and to have a event and talk about this tax reform legislation, how this one will impact their 150,000 American retirees living in Greece and another 12,000 Americans working in Greece. So we'll be covered by both national TV station. One is the TV, a Greek TV network. The other one is English TV network. They have, you know, both dual TV networks.
Solomon.
So I think, yeah.
Solomon, in the several years now that FATCA has been in effect, in order to raise more revenue from these tax cheats, how much has FATCA cost and how much has FATCA raised in additional revenues to the Treasury?
Nothing. They estimate, you know, they spent $320 million and they can't even get a database match in the sense you have to match the Social Security with a name. And see, sometimes you collect all the information, junk in, junk out. As simple as that. That's the problem number one. And two, they overestimate. The reason they overestimated is very, very simple. Most people living in high tax jurisdiction, I'm talking about Americans overseas, by the time you done the calculation, they really don't owe anything. And, you know, you got a few high earned overseas Americans, and the filing rate is about 550,000 Americans filing tax returns. We got that number because they take two deductions. 9/11 foreign earned income exemption. Same concept. If you get paid 200,000, the first 100,000 exempt, and you pay tax on the second 100,000 to IRS. The other one is called housing allowance deduction. And that is $90 billion a year as far as, you know, from IRS perspective. They have to give away or allow American citizens abroad $90 billion a year. Guess what was the FECA revenue estimate? $80 billion a year. And they don't even collect that much or anything. That's the problem we're looking at.
Well, Maggie, Conrad has a very, very serious problem. It's a problem, Kim, that you and your husband face. It's 9 million Americans who face this kind of tax inequality. And there's lots of work that's going on to protect American taxpayers. Thank you both very, very much for joining us today. Kim, you from Hong Kong, and Solomon, you from Oregon.
Thank you.
And friends,
thank you.
We hope that you support our great companies who support us. Until next week for Inside Track, this is Bruce Ash. Good afternoon.